My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959.
Right, it's not uncommon for people to have multiple income streams, you know, especially freelancers. We hear about them all the time. In addition to permanent employment, it can be crucial, you know, to survive, to have these different streams of income. If the pandemic taught us anything, it's that having an emergency fund is vital to safeguard us against any unforeseen events. My guest this evening is Sydney Fletcher, a senior tax consultant at Tax Consulting SA. A very good evening to you, Sydney. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Sumitra.
So, Sydney, I mean, you know, we have multiple streams of income. I actually have multiple streams of income. This is how we survive as journalists sometimes. How are we to know whether we should be paying taxes on all of this? How does it work?
Basically starts with you having to declare all the income from the different sources. So if on an annual basis, basically SARS will add all the income, the taxable income they will add together and issue you with your final assessment that will ultimately tell you this is the amount that you must pay. That final calculation will factor the pay as you earn, the tax that you paid on a monthly basis. Now, if you have to break it down to what taxes you must pay on a monthly basis, it gets very difficult and very technical, where we come to whether you're in primary employment or in secondary employment, where you as a taxpayer will have to decide which of these income is your primary salary that will be subject to the normal taxes, and all the other income will be subject to a flat rate. If it's structured income, then it must be taxed at a flat rate of 25%.
Okay, how do we determine all of this now? Is it really depending on the amounts?
Not necessarily. If I can make an example, if I earn a salary, but I also have a pension income from my wife that has passed away, what will happen is that my salary income will be my main income, mm-hmm. and my pension income or my other income, my other salaried income will be my secondary income. Then one of those two will be my primary income, so that will be taxed at the normal rate, and the other one will be taxed at a flat rate of 25%. Yeah, that is only on a monthly basis. But remember, at the end of the year, SARS will add those incomes together to calculate your final tax liability for the year.
Okay, so when you're filling out your tax, you basically need to list all the income that comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, you will have to list all the income that come in. And if your income is in the form of a monthly annuity, like a salary, a pension fund income, a retirement fund, a monthly annuity, then the chances are that SARS will already pre-populate that information for you. If your additional revenue streams are from a small business that most of us have, then you will have to declare your salary, but on the side, you have to have an income and expenditure statement, and the profit that you calculate on the side, you must add to your salary and declare that on your tax return. That is the information that SARS will then use to calculate your final liability for a tax period.
Is it advisable to get an accountant to actually help you with all of this? Because I'm just thinking, what if somebody is getting different amounts from different people and not on a regular basis? So maybe in the month of June, you're going to get three different incomes from three different people because you've done jobs for them as a freelancer. And then July, you're not going to get anything. How do you actually account for all of that? How do you actually account for it in your tax return?
Yeah, in your tax return, if you can agree that everything must be declared on your tax return, if you can agree on that then we can move to tax planning as a way of hampering any surprises or stopping any surprises at the end of the tax year. So in our firm, our tax planners and our remuneration planners, and those are the guys that are some of the busiest in the company, because we always have to advise people to do tax planning, and nobody ever tells you do tax planning. They'll tell you do retirement planning and all of those types of planning, but tax planning is as important. With people that are freelancers that earn commission income, there's a tax directive that you can apply for to apply for a fixed amount of tax, a fixed percentage of tax to be deducted over a year, and that is just a way for you to not to be surprised by the income that you get. Or if you earn 100,000 this month in the form of a commission, the next month you earn 20,000, then you earn 75,000. You can apply to SARS actually for a fixed rate. Then you know every month at least the taxes won't be a surprise from a month-to-month basis. But then we come back to the situation where SARS calculates all your income at the end of the year and recalculates your tax liability. And then the tax that you paid on a monthly basis gets credited to you on the final assessment.
Okay, so so when you talk about the tax planning and you talk about the varied amounts over the year, right? So is that what it's called, tax planning? Is that how you account for all the different amounts?
Now, when I talk about tax planning, I refer to the deductions part. This is my income and how much should I actually pay to a pension fund, to a retirement annuity fund to get the best result at the end of at the end of the financial year. With regards to planning, will also be your remuneration planning will also come in where your income is not set on a monthly basis. So if your income is set for this month, say for instance your income is 100,000 in the form of commission.
Okay.
This month. You'll pay, if you don't, in the absence of a director, you'll pay the maximum amount of tax on that 100,000. But next month you'll only earn 20,000. And then you'll have a good month, 6 months down the line, you'll have a good month again. So what SARS is saying that, okay, if you can earn on a monthly basis, you can earn that amount, but they allow you to deduct certain deductions against that income in terms of the different sections of the Act. So now what SARS is allowing you is to apply for a fixed rate. So say, for instance, if they allow you to have the 18% fixed rate, if you get 100,000 rand, you'll still pay the 18%. If you get 20,000 rand, you'll also pay 18%. If you get 10,000 rand, you still pay the 18% fixed rate. And that is for commission earners and people that don't have a fixed salary on a monthly basis.
Okay, so what does it entail when you apply? How easy or how difficult is that to actually apply? How long does that take? And does that apply to anybody that is getting varied amounts throughout the year?
Yeah. If you get commission income, if you get freelance income in the form of commission, there is certain provisions that you must adhere to. They say that more than 50% of your income must be this commission income, then you can apply. You can apply by completing a tax director form. You can get the tax director form from the website, or you can, if you have access to e-filing, you can apply for it on e-filing. It is relatively technical because you have to submit an income and expenditure statement also with that application. So you must start an indication as to why you are applying. In most instances, you would apply for a lower percentage. So you must give us an indication as to why you would apply for this lower percentage, and it's based on an income and expense statement that is normally based on actual income that you have, and actual expenses based on the previous couple of months. So if this is your expenses for the previous couple of months, you add that into an income and expenditure statement and submit that with your application for the tax director to SARS.
Okay, got you. Thank you so much for your time. I mean, that was a really good explanation, and I think it's really important. You know, I hate paying taxes, but I also never ever want to be on the wrong side of the tax man, because one day when he comes knocking on your door, you're going to have to pay. And you don't want any of these nasty surprises, because sometimes you can be hit with a huge bill that you're owing for taxes that you haven't been paying for a certain amount of time. That's the worst place that you want to be. So best get all your affairs in order. That was Sydney Fletcher, Senior Tax Consultant at Tax Consulting South Africa.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959.